This is going to be another one of those weird and strange podcasts. As I mentioned in the last podcast, I had recently given a workshop on the killer innovation approach. And through the next series of podcasts, I'm working my way back through the audio so that you have the actual content that I delivered when I gave the workshop. So hopefully you'll find that useful. If you do, let me know. Now, the series for this week's podcast is focusing on two areas. What's wrong with the current approaches to finding ideas? And is there a better way? I'll be right back.
This is the Killer Innovations Podcast with Phil McKinney. Keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are Phil's and Phil's alone, and they don't necessarily reflect those of his past, current, or future employers. Now, here's Phil McKinney.
So what's wrong with current approaches to finding ideas? Now, we've all been through the exercise. We get our 10 smartest friends into a room. We're given a challenge, and the challenge typically is something fairly simple like come up with a new product idea or come up with a new way to attract customers to your existing products. You get those 10 people in a room. Someone raises their hand and says, hey, I'll be the scribe, and I'm going to write this down, and I'll capture all the ideas. So you go through the process. People start throwing out ideas. Some people are snickering. People are making fun. But there's someone dutifully writing down every one of those ideas. Now, what happens at the end of that session? Someone says, hey, I'll type them all up. They distribute the ideas. And then what happens? Come on, be honest. What happens with those ideas that are captured in the typical brainstorming session? Nothing. There is no follow-up, there's no action, there's no result. Now, the fact of the matter is the reason why most of these traditional approaches to creating ideas fail is because they start off with weak or simple questions. The human brain is wrapped around this concept that once I've answered the question, you start digging any further. It's like the old saying, hey, where did you find your keys? You found your keys in the last place you looked. Why? Because you don't continue to look for it once you found the keys. Once you found the keys, you stop looking for it. The same thing happens with ideas. Once you get the answer to the question, or once you latch onto an okay idea, then we stop. We don't continue to push it forward. Now, what we also find is the fallacy or the difficulty with existing brainstorming approaches is that the innovations are typically incremental or, at the other extreme, totally unrealistic. You get a bunch of smart people into a room, and they typically focus on the incremental. Oh, let's make it pink rather than blue. Oh, can we add this little feature because we had a user send in a suggestion into the electronic suggestion box. Or you get some people in the brainstorming session, and they're totally unrealistic. They're coming up with ideas that would basically require you to violate fundamental laws of physics, such as traveling faster than the speed of light. And back to this issue of there's rarely any follow-up. Typically, someone writes down the ideas, they send the email out, people look at the ideas, but there's no commitment. There's no commitment from the management team, there's no commitment from the people who are running the workshop that there's ever anything going to be done with the ideas that are generated. Also, have you ever noticed that when you go back and you look at the ideas that are generated in these workshops, you're really not confident that you've got the best idea? You don't have that confidence that says, wow, I got it. This is the idea. This is the one that's really going to change the business, that's going to change my career, that's going to change people's lives because this product is going to solve some big problem that's out there. Typically, when we go back through the list from these traditional workshops, there's really not a lot of confidence that you've covered all the bases, that you're not missing something, that you're not truly overlooking something that could be the real breakthrough. And last but not least, but probably the most important item, is the fact that there's a lack of executive and organizational support for these workshops. You run a brainstorming session, you come up with a list of ideas, you take the top one, you try to take it to senior management, and you try to get senior management to, quote, fund the activity. The fact of the matter is those attempts to try to persuade management out of these brainstorming sessions rarely work. You need to get the executive and you need to get the organizational support in place prior to trying to come up with the ideas. What I have found that really works when you're coming up and putting together a team that's going to go off and come up with a really great idea, come up with that killer idea, is get the executive support up front. And in fact, get executive support up front that's going to fund a $50,000 or $100,000 seed fund. So the best idea that comes out of the exercise, you know, will get funded. You'll be amazed at how much focus people put into generating the absolute best idea because they know that there will be some follow-up. They know that there'll be a little bit of seed funding. They know that some activity is going to happen as a result. The problem today is that we've trained our people that there will be no follow-up from any brainstorming activities, and so people just aren't committed. They'll come into the room, maybe you give them some free pizza, they'll work on their ideas, but the reality is they're not committed because we've trained them. They can come up with the best ideas, nothing is going to happen. You have to change that culture, and the way to do that is get the executive support up front, get some dollar figure, even if it's just $10,000 or $25,000 that'll be used to go off and prove out the next level of detail about the best idea that comes out of the workshop. You'll be amazed at the improved commitment level from the people who are participating in the workshop. The one fundamental challenge in the workshop, though, is this issue of incremental versus breakthrough ideas. Now, typically, the incremental ideas rank in things such as, okay, let's reduce expenses, you know, let's expand the brand, let's expand the product line, we've got it in black and white, let's put it out in blue and see what the customers. Evolutionary change tools, in this case, are things like, you know, go through business process reengineering, go through a TQM activities, go do Six Sigma, go look at feature enhancement. You know, this is the kind of process that people go through when they're looking at the incremental generation of ideas. So we're going to go through and we'll do a business process reengineering exercise and find the best way to redesign the process. We'll go through Six Sigma and we're focusing on reducing faults in the product and therefore improve quality. All evolutionary, all incremental improvements. What you really need for breakthrough improvements is such things as finding new markets, creating new strategic assets, launching entirely new businesses, including new business models. Now, some of the tools that you can use to generate these breakthrough improvements are things like the killer innovation approach, lateral thinking, TRIZ, TIPS. There's a lot of tools out there that you can use. The problem with most businesses is they focus on the use of evolutionary change tools such as BPR, rather than looking at the revolutionary change tools to really force the organization to change how they look at their overall business. So, is there a better way? Yes. The whole purpose of this podcast is to share with you over the last 3 years the tools and tricks. And over the process of producing the podcast, I've actually refined, hopefully I've improved, but the purpose here is really to give you a succinct set of tools and approaches that will give you the capabilities to go from just, you know, the incremental ideas to generating those killer ideas. What is a killer innovation? A killer innovation is defined as a significant and highly profitable departure from current offerings or practices that are difficult to imitate. It needs to be significant. The market needs to know that it's significant. It needs to be highly profitable. If it's not highly profitable, why the heck are you doing it? It needs to be a departure from current offerings. It needs to be something that the market is not expecting. It's got to be something that's going to change the way the market perceives the product or service in this category. And it needs to be difficult to imitate. You need to create what I call sustainable differentiation. It needs to be something that you can attract customers, offer them such a unique product or a unique experience that they're willing to give you a margin premium for that product. That is what I call a killer innovation. So what is this killer innovation approach? The killer innovation approach is broken into two categories. One is a set of tools and one is a set of skills. The tools focus on how to find, create, rank, and execute ideas that you generate. How do you find the absolute best ideas? The second is skills, and these are tricks that basically help you change your perspective and improve your ability to apply empathic or observational design. How do you improve your observation skills? Now, in this podcast, I'm just going to give you a brief introduction to the tools. In the next podcast, I'll go into the tools in much more detail. And then subsequently, in future podcasts, I'll talk specifically about the skills. So, what are the basic tools in this killer innovation approach? The killer innovation tools are broken down into four areas. First, focus the innovation search. Focus the problem. Don't just go in there and say, let's come up with a better product idea. Understand what the degrees of search, what are the degrees of options you have for overall innovation. Now, in the case of the killer innovation approach, we've broken those degrees of innovation down into things such as new geography, new product, new service, redefining the value chain, redefining the industry structure. There's a whole series of them, and I'll go through them in next week's podcast. Pick the areas that you think are going to have the most impact to your business. In some cases, people work on cycling themselves through all of the options to ensure that they have a full 360-degree view of the possible innovations for their business. In this case, when I talk about focus, depth is better than breadth for idea quality. Pick an area, go deep, make sure that you've done a complete search of possible innovations in that area, because the objective by focus is to walk away confident that you've done an entire exhaustive search in the one area to allow you to uncover the innovations that are going to have the biggest impact to your business. Once you've identified the focus, the next area is ideation. Now, the killer innovation approach is built around the concept of killer questions. Rather than asking you questions such as, let's go off and create a new product, the killer innovation questions are focused around unlocking your ability to create new perspectives or force you to go into and uncover areas that you normally don't consider. An example of a killer question would be something like, what does my customer not like about the buying process of my product? By asking those kinds of questions, you're forced to not be able to get stuck in just answering simple questions. It forces you to dig deeper. These structured questions really drive discovery and a new level of insight. After you've come up with the ideas, next is ranking the ideas. As we talked about before about the problems with just normal brainstorming sessions is the fact that you get this long list of ideas, you distribute them, and there's no follow-up. The key is while you're in the session, come up with a ranked order list such that the very best idea, the idea that's going to have the most impact and one that you have high confidence that you can implement, automatically bubbles up to the top of the list. Now, just as we use questions for the ideation session, we use questions to help in the ranking process. So next week, we'll go through what are the right questions to ask in order to make sure that you've got the absolute best ideas at the top of the list. And then last but not least, execution. I'm a big believer of a gate milestone process with clear gates. Gates that are transparent. Everybody knows that projects have to hit the gates. The gates have a clear go, no go, and such that the requirements to clear the gate are clearly understood by everybody. So you take the emotion out of whether or not a project is successful. Now, the key with execution also is not only to use as a check mechanism, but if projects are not making good forward momentum, kill them. If they're not going to be successful, kill them early, and free up that opportunity cost to work on the next set of ideas that are the ones that are going to really be that breakthrough. So what is the history of this killer innovation approach? The killer innovation approach is based on the Socratic method of asking questions, really not just to eliminate ideas, but to get the best ideas out. Now, I was taught the Socratic method as part of a mentoring exercise that I was taught early on. Rather than just looking for or or giving people who work for you the answer and telling them to go do something. The process of asking questions, forcing them to change their perspective. And I found that I could use the same approach in order to generate ideas for myself. So if I asked myself the right questions when I was working on developing new products, new concepts, new markets, I found that it helped me generate better ideas. So the killer innovation approach is built around a core of 70 plus now killer questions. Now, each question is based on what I would call a reverse innovation analysis. What I did was I went out and I looked at all the successful products that were out there, and I backed up and said, what would be the series of questions had you started with a blank sheet of paper that would have unlocked your perspective to come up with that killer idea? We looked at such companies as Federal Express, you name it. We went through a variety of technologies, a variety of industries, and a variety of geographies, looked at the best kind of ideas, new business models, entirely new products, entirely new services, and literally did this reverse innovation analysis. And it's really about how do you unlock these unique insights? It's always, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but could you create the right series of questions that would allow you to unlock that perspective? And then what I did was I looked at all of these questions and generalized them down into the 70 questions that make up the card deck today. And then next, structure it around a gated model. When you're doing a lot of experimentation, you're doing R&D that has high risk, a gated model is the proven model that allows you to identify success or failure very early in the process and eventually free up those resources by killing projects that are not going to be successful. At the same time, getting a structure in place such that people know what they have to achieve in order to clear the next gate. Now, the killer innovation approach has been tested many, many times. It's been tested at HP, at Agilent, Computer Sciences Corporation. Number of large companies have taken the killer innovation approach and have applied it to their business. And in fact, this workshop that I most recently gave consisted of, you know, 15 or 20 senior executives from companies all over the world attending, again, for them to be able to take the killer innovation approach and apply it back in their business. In the next podcast, I'm going to go into each of the tools in more detail. So again, we'll go through the focus, the innovation search, the ideation, the rank the ideas, and the execution. So again, focus, ideation, rank, or execution, or I use the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, as a reminder for the four major areas for the killer innovation approach. So again, next week, I'll go into each more detail for each of these areas. Focus, ideation, rank the ideas, and execution. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. This is now part two of my work to recreate the audio that goes with the slide deck that's posted over at PhilMcKinney.com. The overall or eventual objective is to produce a CD that you can actually burn yourself onto your local PC, or I'll make them available at cost for me. And again, something that makes it easier for you to share with others, potentially sharing with your executive team, with your manager, or with your employees. Please email your feedback and questions to podcast@killerinnovations.com. Visit the site, killerinnovations.com for the podcast, philmckinney.com for the blog. Feel free to connect our networks. I'm available on Facebook and LinkedIn. Please, please, please let me know that you are a listener to the podcast, as I get lots of invites on Facebook and LinkedIn. And typically, if I don't know that you're a listener, I will decline the invite. And you can send those invites to podcast@killerinnovations.com. Also, don't forget to vote. Voting for your favorite podcast on sites such as on Apple or on Dig.com, Podcast Alley, or Podcast Pickle. It's the easiest way to say thank and to let others know what you're listening to. Also, don't forget, again, visit the sites. I'm posting much more regularly on the blog site now, so albeit the podcasts are probably once every 2 to 3 weeks, given my work schedule, I'm not able to keep up as much as I used to, but I'm trying to get back onto a regular schedule. But in the interim, feel free to check out the blog entries. You can see those over at philmckinney.com. And again, the podcast and the entire archive of, I don't know, I think we're up to 95 shows now or something like that, is available over at killerinnovations.com. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to me rant and rave and get on my soapbox. Hopefully you find it beneficial to you. Let me know, drop me an email, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.